Hello?
Max, where the heck are you, man?
PJ?
You should have been here an hour ago.
What? What are you... Hold on.
Oh, no.
Look, maybe we should just call the whole thing off.
No way, man. It's now or never.
You better get a move on. I'll meet you in my locker.
Morning, son.
Dad!
Oops. I forgot.
Morning, son. Came to see if you had any dirty clothes.
Well, there they are. Help yourself.
Max, thought we talked about this.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry, Dad. I'll take care of it later.
Oh, what's the big rush?
I'm running late.
Ooh, I could drive you on my way to work.
No, thanks. I need the exercise.
Oh, come on, Max.
Dad, you ruined it.
Sorry about that. Who was he, anyway?
It's only Powerline, Dad, the biggest rock star on the planet.
Oh, a lot bigger than Xavier Cugat, the Mambo King. Everybody mambo!
Come on, there's no time for this. What if the neighbors see us?
Maxie, wait up! You forgot your lunch. Have a good day.
They've been laughing since I can remember, but they're not gonna laugh anymore. No more Maxie the Geek, no more Goof of the Week like before.
No more algebra tests till September.
No more looking at losers like him.
No more having to cheat.
No more misery.
No more gym.
No more gym.
No more gym.
No more gym.
Gonna miss you the most.
Gonna live in the pool.
Gonna talk to Roxanne and not feel like a fool.
Cause after today, I'm gone.
After today, she'll be mine.
After today, I'm
free. If I don't faint, I'll be fine.
I got 40 more minutes.
Then down with the textbook
and up with the comic.
Just think of all the time I've been losing, finding the right thing to say.
Things
will be going my way. She looked right through me, and who could blame her? I need a new me, plus some positive proof that I'm not just a goof. And after today,
I'm gonna sit on my butt.
I've got less than an hour, and when this is ended, I'll either be famous
or you'll be suspended.
I will. wish that this was the day after today.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just, there I was, came and I was just saying, I didn't get,
I can't believe I did that. Oh, she finally said hi to me, and what do? I choke. Hey, yuck.
You know what the biggest fast.
Where have you been, buddy?
Hi, Peach. Did you get the camera?
Look, Max, if my dad catches me with this, he'll kill me. Are you sure we gotta do this?
It's my only chance, Peach. To Roxanne, I'm just a nobody. But after today...
Bobby!
Wow,
look, all this is for us?
Slurpage.
Oh, this is gonna be so great, man.
Dude, need bondage, bro.
Oh, your feet. Yeah, right here.
Get it! Get it, Wizzy!
Jeez, scrumptious. Let's do it, ladies.
As student body president, I just want to say, like, yay to all of us for a really neat year.
Yo, Stacey!
Talk to me, baby!
And also that I hope you can all attend my totally amazing end-of-school party next Saturday to watch the Caroline concert live on pay-per-view. Thank you very much. And now, without further ado, Principal Mazur.
Thank you, Stacey, and good morning, boys and girls. You know, every year on the last day of school, I have several youngsters approach me and say, Principal Mazur, what can we do to not waste our summer vacation? We don't want to waste our free time sleeping or visiting friends.
Say, Roxanne, about Stacey's party. How you doing down there, Bobby?
Don't give me that attitude, you guys. I'm doing it all for you.
I don't know why I let you guys talk me into this. If my dad finds out, he's going to nuke my entire existence.
Huh? Off the element. Or.
I hope this works.
How about science slumber parties?
Some people settle for the typical thing, living all their lives waiting in the wings. It ain't a question of it, just a matter of time. Before I move to the front of the line, once you're watching every move that I make, you gotta believe that I gotta win.
If I can make you stop and take a look at me instead of just walking, there's nothing that I wouldn't do if it was getting you to notice.
All I need is that one chance, a second thought, a second glance to prove I got whatever it takes.
It's a cake.
Busted!
Come on, smile! Smiley Wiley! Oh, come on, Kimmy! Give me a big...
Around. We got work to do.
Okay, Kimmy, back to mommy now. You're such a cute little girl. Oh, come back and see me.
Oh, you have such a way with children.
You have such a way with children.
Okay, now. Who's next over here?
Outside, Goof. Let a pro show you how it's done. Okay. Who's next over here? Hello, precious. Oh! Oh! You lucky woman. Now, you come on here, honey. It's picture time.
Peek-a-boo.
Come on. She's so cute.
Peek-a-boo.
Course, Pete, you sure are good with kids.
Oh, yeah, but they love me. Why, PJ, he's been begging me to take him on vacation this summer.
Really? Where are you going?
Campus. Nothing like the great outdoors to strengthen the bond between a father and a son.
Oh, Max would never go for anything like that.
I don't know, Goose.
Gimme.
Something's wrong when a kid won't spend time with his parents. Well, for all you know, he's running around with some gang and stealing stuff and causing riots and...
No, Max is a good kid. He'd never get mixed up in something like that.
I'm a failure. Complete loser. My one chance to impress Roxanne, and I blew it.
Huh? Max, look. It's the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Huh.
Oh, man. My dad is going to smash me like a bug.
Hey, PJ, detention.
Robert Zimmerowski.
Okay, I'm coming. Max, here. Guard this with your life, dude. Hey, Mazer. What's up, bro?
When on Fritz, so I figured with all those kids in my house, the place would be like a sauna, so I'm all freaked out. But then I thought, like, use it. So my theme's gonna be Powerline Goes Rainforest. Too much? Roxanne, are you listening? Ah. No, I don't want to talk to him. Tap him.
Sorry.
It's okay, really. I liked your dance.
Yeah. Yeah? It's from Powerline's new video.
I know, he's totally genius.
Yeah, he's doing a concert next week in L.A.
Oh, yeah, Stacy is showing it at her party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roxanne, I was, kind of thinking that maybe I'd, ask you to go with me, that is, to the party. Of course, if you don't want to, I'd completely understand.
Well, I was kind of thinking that I'd love to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Great.
Terrific.
Wonderful.
All right.
Okay, come on, Roxanne. We don't want to belabor the moment now, do we?
Well, I better be going.
I'll, call you later.
Okay. Bye. Oh. See? That wasn't so bad. I told you men are easy to deal with.
Yes! She said yes! Everybody mumbo!
It's not my brain yet! Oh! Oh!
Yeah!
dance with her, move with her. And I
Miss Maple! Get that boy's father on the phone at once!
Right away, sir!
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Goof. This is Principal Mazur. I'm calling in regard to your son, Maximilian.
Max? Oh, my gosh. Is he hurt?
No, Mr. Goof. He's in trouble.
Trouble? What kind of trouble?
Dressed like a gang member.
Gang member?
Your son caused the entire student body to break into a riotous frenzy.
Riot? Couldn't be mine.
If I were you, Mr. Goof, I'd seriously reevaluate the way you're raising your child
before he ends up in the electric chair.
The electric chair? What am I going to do?
Blue light special on aisle 3. Blue light special on aisle 3.
Like destiny.
Okay, kiddo. Now, smile.
Lake Destiny, Idaho.
Lake Hoodoo, oh.
You were right, Pete. Nothing like the great outdoors to strengthen the bond between father and son. You said so yourself.
Well, yeah, but...
I'm going fishing. I'm going fishing with my boy.
Yeah. Okay, Precious, give me a big smile.
Cool concert, lad.
What? Well, bud.
Hey, Max. Make it dance.
Thanks.
Forget it, girl. He's Roxanne.
Way to go, man! Oh. I just heard about you and Roxanne.
Oh, Peach God.
See? I told you our plan would work. Max. Max.
Peach, knock it off.
Max.
Notice me.
Going somewhere, Pop?
Sure. Hello, Rooney.
Cool. Well, have a good time, Dad. If you're going to be gone more than a month, drop me a line.
But, Max, this isn't just my vacation. It's a vacation with me and my best buddy.
Oh, Donald Duck?
No, silly.
With you. Are you okay, Maxie? What did you say?
That's right. A vacation, son. We'll spend some real quality time together.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Hey, got a present for you. You look just like I did at your age.
Please don't say that, Dad.
Wait, I saved the best for last. It's been handed down from goof to goof to goof. And now... it's yours, son.
A stick?
No, silly. A fishing pole.
Fishing? We're going fishing?
Yup, just like my dad and me did. Two best buddies fishing on Lake Destiny. Away from it all.
I don't want to be away from it all, Dad. I like it all.
Hey, look, Maxie, we're using the same map me and my dad used. We'll take the same route and make the same stops and see the same sights.
But that trip would take weeks, Dad.
Exactly. Getting there's half the fun.
Put the map away, Dad. It's not going to happen, I'm
careful,
telling you.
Careful, son. You'll wrinkle my past. And our future. What the map says, Max, we will follow.
That's very mystical and everything, Dad, but
seriously, there's this party I have to go to.
There'll be plenty of time for parties when you're older, Maxie.
Why, when I was your age, I'd never even been invited to a party. Look at me now.
Great, Dad.
Let me in, Maxie.
All right, then. Guess I'll just have to go all alone. That's all. Just sit in the boat. All alone. Talk to myself. All alone.
I guess so.
Oh, well, come on. Hop in.
No, Dad.
Just hop right in there.
No.
Come on, Maxie. Go for it. And we're ready for takeoff.
Set for adventure, Maxie?
Why are you doing this to me, Dad?
Because I don't want you to end up in the electric chair.
Electric chair? What are you...
I'm not giving up on you, son. Together, we're going to work this out.
Work this out? But, Dad...
No buts about it, Maxie boy. Your old pop knows best.
But...
Goodbye, Hal. Goodbye, mailbox.
Goodbye, pile of broken wood.
Goodbye, hopes. Goodbye, dreams. Goodbye, Roxanne. I see. Dad, I gotta stop somewhere first. I have to talk to someone.
Well. Now make it quick, Maxie boy. We gotta put some road behind us.
You get to cancel your first date in less than an hour. Must be some kind of lame old record. Hi. Is Roxanne home? Oh, well, my name is Max. Does Roxanne live here? Does she even live on this block?
Wait! It's okay, Daddy. Max is a friend from school. Go on. Go on, good daddy. Hey, Max.
I haven't.
You wanna have a seat? Daddy? I promise he'll be better behaved when you pick me up for the party.
Yeah, that's sort of why I came by.
I'm really looking forward to it, Max.
Yeah, I was too.
Was?
You see, my dad's on this stupid father-son kick.
Well, don't worry about it, Max. It's just a dumb party.
No, it's not. Roxanne, I really wanted to go with you.
Max, I understand.
But my dad
really
surprised
okay
me. I don't even want to go, but I have no
I'm
choice.
I'm sure I can find someone else.
Someone else?
I'll just talk to you later.
Roxanne, my dad is, my dad's taking me to the Powerline concert in L.A.
Your dad's taking you clear across the country just to see a concert?
Well, you see, my dad, knows Powerline. They used to play together in a band. Yeah.
Come on, son. Let's get this show on the road.
Just a minute. You party animal, you.
You're really serious.
Absolutely. So, you aren't still thinking of going with someone else, are you?
Well, I guess.
Because I was hoping I could, wave to you on stage when we join Powerline for the final number.
This is incredible.
Well, I wouldn't miss our date for anything that wasn't incredible, Roxanne.
Mwah. Have a great time at the concert, Max.
Man.
I'll see you on TV.
I'm in deep sludge.
Day one. Well, here we are, out on the open road, retracing the steps of my boyhood. And here's Maxie. Say hi, Max. Well, how about a wave?
Not now, Dad.
What a kidder.
Fun games they used to play with my dad. Road bingo, 20 quid.
Hey, Maxie, let's play a game.
You think of a name, and I'll try and guess who it is. A man or woman?
Oh, man.
Man. It's a toughie. Oh, Walt Disney.
Right.
Well, I'm good at this. Now, I'll think of one. Oh, you want to sing a song, huh? Me and my dad used to sing this one all the time. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky. There goes another rubber tree.
Great, Dad. Now we don't have any music.
Oh, Maxie, it's not so bad. We'll just have to entertain ourselves.
Modern living, do you long to shed your weary load? If your nerves are raw and your brain is bright, just grab a friend and take a ride together on the open road.
Come on, Maxie, what's the other?
All in all, I'd rather have detention. All in all, I'd rather read a tome. An old man drives like such a crook that I'm about to hurl my guts directly upon the open road.
There's nothing can upset me, 'cause now we're on our way. Our trusty map will guide us straight and true.
Roxanne, please don't forget me, I will return someday. So I may be in traction when I do.
And Max, relaxing like the old days.
And dragging breath and
a buddy-buddy kind of
mad. I think I may
when
explode.
When I think of that highway, I could cry. You know, that's funny, so could I. Just being out on the open road.
Oh, I'm in no hurry to arrive, 'cause I'll be tired at 65 the next time I take the open road.
Just a week of rest and relaxation.
Yeah.
And the odd romantic episode.
There we are.
My pipsqueak pioneer.
They're fighting forever with the gold. Yeehaw!
Could someone call a taxi and get me out of here to Beverly Hills 90210?
Oh, every day another new adventure. Every mile another new zip code.
And the games we have,
and I'd go with them if I could.
I got no strings on me. I'm feeling fancy free. How wonderful to be. Rapper.
Dad, Dad, you're going to get us killed. Why don't you just give me the map?
Oh, no thanks, son. Navigating's a big responsibility. Besides, you wouldn't want to spoil the big surprise. I'm taking you to someplace pretty special.
George, it's even better than I remembered.
Yeah, buddy, I don't want to
go. Yeah, fun. Tell you what, I'm just going to wait right here in the car.
You party pooper. Come on.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, howdy there, folks. Lester's is proud to present the Possum Posse Jamboree. Here it is.
Just for fun.
Howdy, folks. Who's your favorite possum?
Got us a seat right up front.
Let me introduce you to the posse. Here's Buford, Beulah, and Mordecai.
Hey, Lester. Ready for yodeling?
Sure am, Buford. Now gather around, my possum pals. Join the jamboree. Come hoot and howl and holler from the heart.
Possum pal.
My life's a living. Hello, little buddy. Who's your favorite possum? Don't touch me.
Aw, why such a long face? You're so sad. I know. You need a big hug from Lester.
Don't even think about it.
See? Now you feel all good inside.
Beat it, doofus.
No, Dad, not that, please.
Here you go, sport.
What say we get our picture taken?
You've got to be kidding.
Ooh, all right, but you're missing out.
Okay, everyone,
check out the door.
Hey, that's a flash.
Sassy flash. What are you trying to do?
Trying to get away from you.
Me? What'd I do?
Forget it.
I thought we was having fun. What's the matter?
Nothing. Let's just go. Come on!
Oh, you dropped your hat.
Ah! This is a...
stupidest vacation. You drive me from home, you take me in a dumb car, then drive a million miles away to see some stupid rat show. Call me when the trip's over.
Hey, Max. You want to get in some fishing practice? Just a couple of days till we get to Lake Destiny.
Maybe later.
Say something, Max.
Ow! Pete? Goofy? Oh, what a serendipity doodah! Who'd have thunk it, huh?
Is PJ here?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's loafing around here somewhere.
It ain't a question of how, just a matter of when. You get the message that I'm trying to send. I'm a very fair, I'm in over my head. And you're the only one to
see. What a goof.
Stand out of all the crowd, even if you got to stand out loud. No matter what the look is, Max, I get... Max!
Hey!
Whoa! Small wilderness, dude! Didn't expect to run into you.
Apparently not.
You're just jealous, man, because you ain't got the moves.
Yeah, you can keep the moves, but I wouldn't mind having this RV. Oh, you are so lucky, man.
Me? Oh, come on, you're the star.
What do you
mean? Going to the Powerline concert? Oh, it's unbelievable, man.
Who told you about that?
Hey, come on. Everybody in town knows about it, Max. You are going to be famous, buddy. Especially with Roxanne.
There's only one person who doesn't know about it yet, Peach.
Who?
My dad.
So tell me, Goof. Is that kid of yours still giving you guff?
Ooh, I don't know what's wrong. Just seems like everything I try only drives Max further away. Maybe you ought to just back off. I don't know.
Wrong, Goof. Look, if you keep them under your thumb, they'll never end up in the gutter.
Too bad, Pete. Almost.
Almost? Watch this. PJ!
Yes, sir. Coming through. Yes, sir.
Strike, Ola! Yeah, thank you! Thank you! Yes! And the car goes wild! High five, son! Strike!
Say, Goof, why don't you two stay for dinner?
Cool!
Oh, no thanks, Pete. Max and I have some fish to catch.
Oh, Dad, we can do that tomorrow. So, what are we having?
But, Max, I thought...
Under your thumb, Goof.
Maximilian.
What?
Get your gear, little man. We're going fishing. And I mean now.
Dad, I don't even know how to fish.
Oh, now, come on. That never stopped me. Let me show you a little family secret handed down through about 12 or 13 goof generations. The perfect cast.
The perfect what?
The perfect cast. My dad taught it to me when I was about your age. Okay, now, watch carefully. You gotta be ludicrous. Relax. With your feet apart, and you... 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 2:45, 2:30, twist, over, pot-a-do, I'm a little teapot, and the wind-up! Huh? And let her fly! The perfect test.
Dad, it's Bigfoot!
Could you back up a bit, Mr. Foot? You're out of focus.
What's the idea now? Bigfoot!
Behold the legendary Bigfoot! We won't propel the boy!
I can't believe it. Bigfoot.
And I got the only video.
We're gonna be famous. Let's just get out of here. Is he gone yet?
Nope. Still here. Gee, Max. Is that big foot of your stomach?
Man, I'm starving.
Alphabet soup coming up. Well, it's nice to know this thing's good for something.
What's so funny?
Hi, Dad Soup.
Huh?
Oh, don't tell me you don't remember Hi, Dad Soup. Oh, come on. Sure you do. You used to spell things out using the letters like Hi, Dad, or Maxie, or...
Ambidextrous?
Yeah, that's... Huh? Oh, little words like...
Hasta la vista?
Like bye-bye.
Or I pledge allegiance...
or I love you...
Is it soup yet?
Almost forgot.
Whoa, where'd you learn to do that?
Your granddad taught me that when we went to Yosemite.
You two did a lot together, huh?
Yup.
Mark,
Dad,
you and I have a...
How's the soup?
Not bad. I'm not... What?
Nothing. Well, we might as well get some shut-eye. I don't think we're going anywhere tonight.
Dear Roxanne, couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd drop you a line. Dad and I are having a great time. We're only days away from L.A., and I can hardly wait for the big concert.
More high dad soup, please.
Dear Roxanne, sorry I lied. I'm not really going to the Powerline concert. You may never want to see me again. Oh, man. I'm dead no matter what I do.
How many cups of sugar does it take to get to the moon?
3.5.
Short stack?
Right here.
Here you go, hon. Eggs? Eggs? Eggs?
Yeah, right here. Sorry.
Here you go, cutie.
Max, I think we need to talk about this.
Huh?
Seems to me you need to start taking some responsibility around here. Excuse me, can I have your attention, please? I, Goofy, hereby dub my son Maximilian official navigator and head witch-weigher of this here road trip.
Isn't that nice?
Seriously?
Well, I'm not even looking at the map anymore. As a matter of fact, you can pick all the stops from here to Lake Destiny. I trust you wholeheartedly, son. To the open road.
To the open road.
Check out the dresser. Coral.
Nice lamp.
Classy choice there, Navigator.
This is the police. We've got the place surrounded, see? You goofs, come out with your hands up.
You should have seen the look on your face.
You really had him fooled, Pete.
Me? You jumped out of your skin.
Uh-oh, I was just pretending for your sake.
All right, sure.
Did too.
Did not.
Oh, ain't you sweet. Don't let him fool you with that buddy-buddy act now. Under your thumb. So, since we're all being palsy-walsy here, how about letting me hook up the RV?
Well...
Oh, it's just a little tiny extension cord. You hardly even notice it.
Okay.
Great! PJ! Hey, Goof, why don't you order us a pizza? This might take a while.
No, I mean it.
Here you go, kids. I want to go check out the hot tub.
Okay, sir. All right. I can't believe you, man. Whatever made you think your dad would fall for a stupid idea like that?
It wasn't stupid.
Come on, it was really stupid. Changing the map.
I didn't know what I was doing, all right? I was panicked.
Taking a break from the MTV generation, huh? Can't say to blame you. People are always putting too much water in these things. So, you and your son seem to be getting along just hunky-dory, huh?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, it's funny, but none of your techniques work for me. Harder I tried, the worse it got. Once I eased up, things just clicked.
Oh, that's swell. So, no problems then, huh?
Not a one.
I just hate to be the bearer of bad news, but,
what is it, Pete?
Your kid's duping you.
What do you mean?
Well, I heard the little mutant telling PJ that he changed the map, so you're heading straight to L.A., pal.
What?
Oh, you tried, Goop. He's just a bad kid, that's all.
I don't believe you.
What?
I don't believe you, Pete.
Well, hey, Don't take my word for it. Check your map.
I don't need to check the map. I trust my son. You know, maybe Max isn't all the things that you think a son should be, but he loves me.
Hey, my son respects me.
Yeah.
Check the map, Goof.
Sorry about the mess. I'll clean it up.
I think I better go. See you, Pete. Don't forget power lines.
Here you go, Navigator. Just follow my route on the map, son.
Okay.
Here comes our junction. Okay, Max, now this is it. Left or right? Come on, Max!
How about a song, Dad? A game? A game, yeah. Yeah, a game, okay. A man or a woman? Man? Man, okay. Walt Disney. Dad, listen, about my directions. Will you listen to me? I gotta tell you something, Dad.
Why bother? I'm probably too stupid to understand anyway, right?
Forget it.
What? Now you want to drive, too?
No, Dad! The car! Look! The car!
What do you do now, Max?
I didn't do anything, Dad. I only touched it.
You rocked it!
I rocked it! It's your door, you rocked it!
Well, you distracted me!
Whoa! You should have put the brake on!
Why don't you just put it on yourself?
See? You ruin everything.
Why don't you ruin my vacation?
I ruined it? I never wanted to go on this stupid vacation! Look at you.
got a dad. Where I'm gonna? You sure let me stay at home.
Why? So you end up in prison?
Prison? What are you talking about?
Your principal called me.
No, you even lied to me. I had to. You were ruining my life.
I was only trying to take my boy fishing, okay?
I'm not your little boy anymore, Dad. I've grown up. I've got my own life now.
I know that. I just wanted to be part of it. You're my son, Max. No matter how big you get, you'll always be my son.
Times you drive me, shall we say, bananas. And your mind is missing. No offense, screw.
I'm taken.
Still, whatever mess I land in, who is always understanding? Nobody else but you.
Oh, your moodiness is now and then bewildering. And your values may be, so to speak, askew. Who deserves a hero's trophy as we face each catastrophe? Nobody else but you. Nobody else but you. It's just our luck. We're stuck together. Nobody else but you. Crazy enough to believe we'll come through.
So your jokes are all, let's face it, prehistoric.
And your music sounds like monkeys in a zoo. But when life becomes distressing, will I be SOSing?
If you're having trouble guessing, here's a clue. Though he seems intoxicated, he's just highly animated, and he's nobody else but
nobody else but you. You turned into a true blue duo. Hard times we've had a few.
Like we're thrown in the drink, like we're tossed out of town.
But when I start to sleep, hey, I'd rather go down with nobody else. But why are you?
Aw, Dad.
Well, anyway, I figure she's never going to want to talk to me again, much less go out. Dumb lie, huh?
What do you know? My Maxie. In love. Gosh, you're really growing up. Happened so fast, I guess we sort of missed it. Well, I think the only thing for us to do now is to get you up on stage with this power line feller.
How are we going to do that?
Now, you just leave that up to me.
No, Dad, really. I think we should just, you know, forget it.
Now, how come you always think I'm going to lead you into some sort of calamity?
Dad?
What's wrong now?
Look!
A waterfall!
Waterfall!
Grab a hold, Max!
Okay. We'll keep her on the fly. This has been one crazy vacation.
And it's not over yet.
Maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Yeah, yeah!
Then again. Dad? Dad?
Yeah, yeah! I've got myself a moment. One, I know that you'll understand. We set the world in motion. By brief.
What are you doing here? Hey!
One way or another, together where we both belong. And we listen to each other's eyes. It's fine, we're never too far apart. And maybe love is the reason why. The first time I've ever seen it, I'm alive.
That good kid ain't there.
Don't worry, he'll be there.
Thing, son.
Yeah, I know. But you'll probably never talk to me again.
Well, if she doesn't, maybe she's just not the one for you.
That's what I'm afraid of. Remember me?
Dad,
Steve. Max, I saw you on TV. You were great.
Yeah? I mean, no. Roxanne, I lied to you. I don't even know Powerline.
What are you talking about? A billion people saw you dance with him.
Yeah, well, I never met him before. The concert, that is.
You mean that story about Powerline and your dad? Why would you make up something like that?
I don't know. I guess they just wanted you to like me.
I already liked you, Max. From the very first time I heard you laugh.
Yep.
So, you want to do something tonight?
Definitely. Oh no, I can't.
What?
Well, I'm kind of doing some with my dad. Honest? How about tomorrow?
Deal.
Roxanne, I'd like you to meet my dad.
Enchanté, mademoiselle.
That love will lead us and find a way to bring me